Warwick. One Jimmy Timmy Kale, there's only one Timmy Kale. But this is a shock. The Chinese club that he's been playing for, Shanghai Shenhua, they've dropped him and he's back on the market. How come?
He is. Well, how come? The Spaniard coach, Gregorio Manzano, who's just taken over at Shanghai Shenhua, he was previously coach of the year with Beijing. He's informed Tim Kale that he's not part of his future plans at the age of 36. Obviously, Manzano is not chatting to Ange Postecoglou, the Australian coach, who's very much behind the idea of Tim Kale progressing through to a fourth World Cup.
Didn't he top score for Shanghai last year?
He scored, I think it's 11 goals in 28 appearances for the club, Fran. So that's not a bad return. And, you know, as soccer people will tell you, he's just got that amazing ability to score goals when they matter. And as he does it so many times for Australia, because he's got 45 goals from 88 games. So that's a goal every second game. That's not a bad return. But look, I guess coaches have to make these hard decisions, Fran. And I guess 36 years of age, he's thinking not long term. And having been advised, you know, Timmy Kale did what all people do these days to make the sacking public. He took to Instagram where he says it's a shock. It's very saddened by it. He can't even bear the thought of having to say goodbye to his teammates and also to the supporters. But I guess it's a cutthroat world at the top. And Chinese soccer has become very, very cutthroat. They've spent more than, half $1 billion in recent times in this current transfer window. As we noted the other day, that sport in that country is just awash with money. And
happens now? Does the A-League beckon for Timmy Kale, do you think?
Well, he says not. He's made it, he's been very firm on this for quite some time, Fran, that he has no plans yet to play in Australia. But I think Ange Postecoglou would want him playing at some high level somewhere in the world. And it's a case of, I think the hip pocket nerve will come into it as well. Timmy Kale can demand a lot of money, even in some of the lesser leagues around the world, than the A-League could afford to play.
Sure. And just briefly in tennis, Sam Stosur, she's on the way up again in the world rankings.
Yeah, the vagaries of the computer world rankings, Fran. She goes out in the first round of the Australian Open and rises a one place on the world rankings from 27 to 26. And Daria Gavrilova qualifies for the fourth round, and she drops from 33 to 35. I think they might want to get the IT guys in to have a look at the computer, Fran.
Maybe that balloon that's gone up isn't working correctly.
Over Sri Lanka. Good on you, Fran.
I'll talk to you again with more sport at 7:30. Thanks, Warwick. Warwick Hadfield.